Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is called To E or Not to E, Is Online Dating for You? Part 2. In the previous lesson, I talked about the pros and cons of online dating. If you've decided, or found out through a bad experience, that online dating isn't for you, then don't worry. There are still plenty of other places to meet women. In today's lesson, I'll be discussing some awesome places to meet beautiful girls. These include, number 1, abroad. Number 2, at work. Number 3, evening classes. Number 4, through friends and social networks. And number 5, random places. Right here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman. Welcome back. So you've decided that online dating just isn't for you. But you also don't want to go back to the same old pub and shell out lots of dough. Well, there's hope. There are lots of great places to meet girls that don't involve bars or nightclubs, or $200 tabs for drinks. For example, I met my present girlfriend on a tour through Berlin, and I know another guy who met his wife in his economics class. In both cases, we guys didn't expect anything to happen, and that was the key. Remember, when you're not looking, when you don't expect things to happen, that's when they do. Besides this fact, girls love to have a romantic story about how they met you. Believe me, they'd rather say that they met you in a one-in-a-million chance encounter than in a club dancing to raunchy music, or even worse, at a skeezy bar. You have to appeal to their romantic sensibilities. Just look at all the Hollywood movies like Sleepless in Seattle, where girls meet guys on the radio, on the Empire State Building, generally in places you wouldn't expect to meet someone. It's a fundamental rule. Girls don't want the everyday, the expected, the mundane. They want the unexpected, the unlikely, the unbelievable. They want something special, something memorable. And that's why looking, or rather not looking, outside the regular venues is a winning idea.
You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Women on OOORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
So what are some places I recommend for meeting the love of your life, or just a hot girlfriend? Well, of course, you can't have the attitude that you're looking. Just play it cool and be patient. Expect good things to happen and expect that the woman will be interested in you, but don't expect to hook up or have a great relationship when you're actively searching. I recommend the following places. Number 1, abroad. Hey, I met my present girlfriend while on a tour through Berlin. Neither of us was actively searching. It was totally unexpected, and that's why we're still together today. Tours are great ways for meeting people, especially chicks. And as I said in my lesson on travel, there are so many benefits to going to a country carrying a foreign accent. Not to mention the fact that women abroad can be pretty hot. Number 2, at work. I only recommend this if you are not in the same exact office together. Never go for a girl who works 5 feet away from you. It will just create too many problems. I have a good friend who had a nasty breakup with a girl who sat across from him, and it was not easy carrying that into his work life. Remember, keep your social life and your work life separate. That said, you can still date women at work as long as they don't work right next to you. I dated a girl who worked in another department at my workplace, and the breakup was fine. No messy office problems. Still saw each other once in a while, but it was fine. So if the attraction is there, right along with the distance, work offers a bounty of potential mates. Number 3, evening classes. Doesn't get much easier than this. Social network? Check. Hey, you're in the same class, you get to know people, you're all in it together. Something in common with a girl? Double check. Easy conversations, talk about the class, your dreams, your professor, what you're doing here, your life purpose. There are many other advantages as well, but I think you can see how classes are a great way to find a girl. However, the best classes are the ones that have a short term. That way, if you do go out and things go sour, you won't have to see her for long afterwards. Number 4, through friends and your social network. Yeah, this one's obvious, but you definitely want to take advantage of your network. Find the matchmakers in your group who love to set you up with women. Especially if you have a female friend or a female friend of a friend. Believe me, they enjoy nothing more than setting people up. So just ask. Let it be known in your social circle that you're on the lookout. Another great way is to throw a party. By throwing a party, you're the master host and just makes it so easy to meet women because, hey, people always look up to the host. Number 5, random places, such as supermarkets, coffee shops, and just on the street. You'd be amazed at how likely a girl is to talk to you if you just stop her and give her a compliment. I met a gorgeous Latina girl who I dated for a good 2 years while waiting for the New York City subway. While we were standing on the platform, I said, "Hey, where are you from? You look Brazilian." She wasn't, so I said, "Wow, well, that's pretty good, because you have nice skin. You really look Brazilian." Flattered, she asked me some questions, and I got her phone number right away. That easy. I'm not saying you should always talk to girls while waiting for the subway or the bus, but since, one, it was spontaneous, and two, I wasn't actually looking for a girl, that's why it worked. Believe me, the best girlfriends I've had, and most people have, are those I met while not looking and in random places, not at the bar or pub. So sometimes the best advice is just to adopt a carefree, not searching mind frame. Eventually a great girl will cross your path because she knows you're not desperate. You're getting off a vibe of fun and relaxation, not one of nervousness and anxiety and desperation. Thanks for listening to today's lesson, To E or Not To E, Is E-Dating For You, Part 2. In today's lesson, I talked to you about some other great places for meeting women, including abroad, at work, evening classes, through your social circle, and in random places, such as on the subway, on the street, in the supermarket, etc. Remember that the less you expect to meet someone, the more chance you have of meeting her. Adopt a mind frame that says, if I get a date with a girl, great, but if not, I'll still have a good time. This will make you all the more attractive. Don't make meeting girls a specific goal, but an extra bonus. That's a winner's game.
This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.